There is one nature film that's making a surprise splash in theaters these days. March of the Penguins is a documentary by filmmakers who spent more than a year tracking the birds along their seasonal migration across Antarctica. And although the journey itself is a miracle of science, it's the story of just two penguins that has captured the hearts of summer moviegoers.
In the harshest place on Earth, love finds a way. This is the incredible true story of a family's journey to bring life into the world.
And here to talk with me about the stars of the movie is Lauren Dubois. She's assistant curator of birds at SeaWorld in San Diego and is a big fan of the film's Emperor Penguins. So much so that you've seen the movie twice, is that right?
That is correct, and I'll probably see it a third time as well.
Okay. What do you think is the appeal of this nature documentary versus others in the past? I'm told that in the theaters where this is playing now, it's actually outselling blockbusters like The War of the Worlds and Batman Begins. I mean, how do you think it is that a nature film is making such an unprecedented showing?
Well, of course, working with penguins, I can always say penguins have a big appeal. But I think really the life history of the emperor penguins is so fascinating. And because they're found in such a remote area, that nobody has really heard this story before. So penguins, a lot of people equate to looking like people as you see them. I mean, really, one of the first opening shots of the movie is you see these figures walking along the ice, and they look like people walking along a trail. And when you get up closer, you realize, my goodness, these are not people. These are animals and beautiful penguins making this tremendous trek to go and find a mate, to breed, to have chicks. And it's something that, in a way, I think we can all sort of appeal to. We all want some sort of companionship. We all want to be, you know, in a large group of people sometimes. And I think that's one of the appeals. And when you have all these other movies that, you know, have all these big flashy bombs going off and things like that, you have something that's very simple and very, you know, kind of back down to earth, and take a look at something that's just wonderful.
We have another clip from the movie we'd like to play now.
It is March. Summer is over. And another long polar winter is about to begin. The birds have been feeding in the ocean waters for 3 months. Now, their bellies full, it is time to find a mate.
Lauren Dubois, what does it take for these penguins to find a mate and start a family?
Oh, it takes a tremendous amount. They have to, one, travel almost 70 miles to their breeding grounds. And that's a very long walk or a very long toboggan. And once they get there, they have to find the perfect mate. Females are actually looking for a male that is fairly large and is going to be able to sustain, you know, close to 2 months sitting on an egg. And it takes a lot of, you know, sort of competing and looking just for the right mate to be able to know that that bird is going to be able to survive a very harsh winter while she takes off. And when she comes back, she's going to be wanting to have that mate that's going to come back and help her raise that chick.
And the biggest guys win.
And the biggest guys win. Isn't that unusual that, you know, instead of looking for that slim, trim Mr. Muscle, they're looking for the rather chubby guy that's going to be able to sustain an entire winter in harsh conditions, 100-mile winds, you know, minus 50 degrees. So, yeah, she wants that big, the big portly guy.
And there's this moment in the movie where the penguin family is finally together for the first time, and I want to play a little bit of this right now.
The couple has found one another. The mother sees her chick for the first time. And at last, the family is together.
Lauren, what are the images you remember of this scene? And I'm wondering, what might this scene tell us about the species as a whole?
Well, it's funny because I can see that image and that whole scene very vividly, of where it's the recognition of the chick, and both of them are sort of recognizing, yes, this is, you know, what we've sort of been, this is what I've incubated, and this is why you came back. And there's this chick, and the chick is just beautiful. You can't imagine how beautiful these chicks are. And it goes out, and who knows, in 5 or 7 years, that chick's going to come back to the same area and do the same thing and start the whole cycle over again. It's just incredible.
Lauren Dubois is assistant curator of birds at SeaWorld in San Diego. Lauren, thanks for taking this time with me today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.